For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
City Tap House, Penn Quarter, the site of Grant and Danny today, where we are raffling off tickets to Game 1 tonight. 5 p.m. we'll pick a winner. Come on out and hang with us leading up to the first of hopefully many home games for the Capitals in what ideally will be a lengthy Stanley Cup run. We're giving away another pair of tickets to a caller in about 17 minutes right here on G&D at the end of this segment. Those tickets will be to Wednesday night's Game 2, so make sure you're listening at 3:20 when we are done talking to our buddy Tariq El-Bashir. If you want to win those tickets, be ready to call.
This radio program, Grant and Danny, brought to you by our friends, the law firm of Condori and Morad. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
Let's go to the guest hotline right now and welcome onto the show our buddy Tariq El-Bashir of Monumental Sports. Covers these Capitals. They are getting ready for game number one, which is 4 hours away from puck drop against Montreal. Tariq, let's begin with the news of the day. Logan Thompson was in net in practice. He was first off the ice. That normally means he would start, but there's still some intrigue. Who's in net, do you think?
Yeah, you know, Grant, in the regular season, the first goalie off the ice was 100% of the time the starter that night. I'm a little hesitant to go full Logan Thompson right now because, look, it's the playoffs, and if Spencer Carberry learned anything from his first go-round in the playoffs last year against the Rangers, it's that giving away your lineup, including your starting goalie, doesn't benefit the Washington Capitals, right? If you can have the other team thinking for even 5-10 minutes, and preparing for a little bit of unknown, then you're taking up some of their time, and you're winning some of the some of that battle in terms of prep. I do think it's going to be Logan. We didn't get a chance to speak to him. He wasn't in the room when the room opened to the media. Charlie Lindgren wasn't giving it up either. Someone asked him, "Hey, are you backing up tonight?" And he said, "You never know." He goes, "I'm good to go." You know. Logan sometimes comes off early. Sometimes I stay out there for a little extra work. So a little bit of gamesmanship, a little bit of subterfuge. But you know, if you're a Caps fan, you don't want Montreal knowing who's going to be between the pipes tonight until at least warm-ups.
Sounds like Chucky knew the assignment. I get it in football because it's so important with an opposing quarterback, especially if there are two conflicting styles, that maybe you would do everything you can all week long to not let the opponent know. Is it that big of a deal from a goaltending standpoint? And take us into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, goaltending plays such an outsized role in the playoffs. That said, there are a lot of similarities between Thompson and Lindgren.
because they, you know, they both catch with their right hand, so, which is rare, but it's also really rare to have a team, a tandem where both your goalies are that way. So maybe a little bit less of an advantage because they both are backwards goalies. But that said, I mean, there is a book on Charlie Lindgren, and there is a book on Logan Thompson, and they are not the same thing. So, again, if you force the Canadians to, you know, not know or to prepare for both, that's a win in the Caps book.
Tarik Elbashir with us here on G&D. So, Tarik, I don't think it's in dispute that this club, talking about the Caps, have not played as well down the stretch here. And you can right. find your sample size. To me, it's really since Four Nations, where I think they're 15-11-1 and just haven't looked the same as before then. There are reasons for that. I think that's all well and good. I guess the debate comes down to, do you think that's a big deal or not? How hard is it to get it back? Because that's really what's essentially the question here, right?
You're absolutely right, Danny. I feel like we always talk about flipping the proverbial switch. You know, are you able to go from, playing at, 10% down in terms of intensity and focus and discipline and all those other things, which we saw from the Capitals the last month of the season. But, you know, remember, they clinched on, I believe, March 20th. I mean, that was a lot of time between clinching a playoff berth and knowing that you're in, and then needing to ramp it up for game one. I'm inclined to believe that they will be able to turn that switch tonight and get into playoff mode because they're veterans. There's some younger guys on the team now, but there's still a veteran core that they've been there, they've seen it, they know what it feels like, they know what it smells like, that they're going to be able to get into that that playoff mode right off the bat. At least, I mean, that's my expectation. I'm sure that's the hope for Caps fans out there. But there is a little bit of danger in that, right? On the flip side, Montreal has been one of the best teams in the league over the past handful of weeks. 7-1-2 in their final 10 games coming down the stretch. They've got several players that have been really, really good for a few weeks now. One of the things I'll have my eye on tonight, guys, is that first line, the Caulfield, Suzuki, Slavkovsky line. Since the Four Nations, they've been the best line in the NHL, and it's not really all that close. I do feel like the Caps are going to be able to flip the switch. That said, Montreal is not the team that the Capitals beat a couple of times early in the year. They're a much better team. They're a much more dangerous team now than they were, say, in November, December, and January.
Caps Insider, Monumental Sports Network, Tarik Elbashir. On Grant and Danny, we are about 4 hours from dropping the puck at Capital One Arena. We're at City Tap House in Penn Quarter. Come on by and hang with us ahead of the start of Game 1 tonight. Tarik, Alexi Protas is not playing tonight. Will we see him in this series? And then Martin Ferravari's injury status, I think, is going under the radar here. I got birdies chirping. I think he's the most injured of all these guys, and we're not going to see him for a little while. How big of a loss is not having Ferravari and then Protas, who statistically was their best player at even strength this year?
Grant, it really stinks that the team was mostly healthy throughout the year. If you kind of discount, Nicholas Backstrom and T.J. Oshie being on LTI all year, and then, Ovi, of course, missed the 16 games with the broken leg. But for the most part, this has been a very healthy team. The same six defensemen essentially played every game until they got down to those last few and they were manipulating for rest. And to not have Marty Ferravari now, I do think that hurts the team quite a bit, maybe more than people would expect. Ditto for Alexi Protas. And where I really think it's going to be noteworthy is going to be on the PK. The Caps have been really good shorthanded all year long. And in the playoffs, there aren't many power plays handed out, but when they are handed out, their impact can be huge. And a good PK can be your backbone. And Ferravari played more shorthanded minutes than anyone else on the team. And Alexi Protas, although he wasn't, Nick Dowd in terms of the amount of minutes he got, you remember how dangerous he was on the PK. Like, he really forced the issue and had several shorthanded chances, buried a few of them. So I feel like on the PK, you're really going to miss Ferravari and Protas. And you're going to miss Protus, as you said, at even strength offensively. I don't know the specifics or the timeline. I can tell you this. I have not laid eyes on Farivari in more than a week, which leads me to believe that he's not going to be around anytime soon. Protus skated for a little bit over the weekend, skated again this morning on his own. The type of injury that he has, it's going to be a little bit. I will tell you this, Carberry has been pretty forthcoming with us over the years with regard to timelines. And you know, he said essentially that there is a chance that Protus is going to play during the series. My gut says this series would have to go long for that to happen. And hopefully it doesn't go long, but if it does, you know, I think maybe there's a chance we'll see Protus. Farivari, when you haven't seen a guy in this long, I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see him anytime soon.
Tarek, when I hear that the opponent has some speed and they got young legs, I clench up a little bit. I get a little tight, a little puckered. That has given the Caps fits over the years, as they haven't gotten out of the first round since winning the Stanley Cup in 2018. And that's kind of the recipe here tonight. How do they counteract it? How do they match up specifically with Montreal?
I'll tell you this. I mean, the Capitals are a faster team, a much faster team than they were just last year or certainly in previous years. But again, I think you're right in your analysis there. I mean, the Canadians are young, they are fast, and they might be just naive enough to not be scared of the moment, right? And the Capitals have all the pressure on them. They won the Eastern Conference. Big things are expected from them. You know, the Capitals, in my mind, guys, check all the boxes in terms of advantages. Like, you know, they're better offensively. They're better defensively. Their special teams, PK and power play, are better. Goaltending, we'll see. But I think if you look at the whole body of work, they have the advantage there. And even in the intangibles, you know, like experience and coaching, and those sorts of things, the Capitals have the advantage. Like, they're the better team. They should win this series. That said, I mean, hockey is the most random of the major four sports. You know, I always joke with people, it's a silly game played on ice. You know, people fall. Pucks hit posts and go in. They hit posts and they go out. There are overtime games that are determined by one mistake. To me, the Capitals need to come out tonight and get off to a strong start in game one and let the Canadians know by being physical. The Capitals are a much bigger, heavier team. Being physical and just let the Canadians know, hey, we're the bullies, we're at home, and that little bit of belief that you built over the last 10 games, guess what? It doesn't matter because we're here to play. And I think if the Capitals come out and really hammer on these guys a little bit, show that they are the bullies and the bigger, heavier team, I think you invest early, I think they win this series without too much trouble. Flip side of that, if the Canadians get a fluky goal early, it could be trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. Welcome to hockey. I mean, isn't it going to be fun? No anxiety at all. To Tarek's point, minus 255 to minus 275 is the price I'm seeing on the series for the Capitals. Mm-hmm. So even with all their injuries, they're a heavy favorite. But it only adds to the pressure for a team down some bodies that has not gotten out of the first round since 2018. It feels like Montreal is an 8 seed. It's just kind of free and easy here. Let's get into the Canadians for a second, Tark, before we let you go. So you mentioned the Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki top line, which has been one of the best in the sport here for a few months. So I'm going to take them out of the equation. I want a thought on Ivan Demidov, this new Russian kid that came from the KHL, who's been pretty electric offensively but seems susceptible defensively. And then also, every playoff series, I end up despising a player on the other team. Normally, it's like a physical guy who's face-washing people, not you know, someone who's overly skilled. Who will be that guy that I hate at the end of this series?
I can answer that question without even thinking too hard about it. You're going to hate Brendan Gallagher quite a lot. Brendan Gallagher is such a pest. He's so good at what he does. I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago when I was writing for The Athletic, we did like this anonymous poll of the players in the room. And so one of the questions was, what player do you hate playing? And I would say like 8 or 9 guys said Brendan Gallagher, and I would have never guessed that. And I was like, huh, okay. And so, I mean, that answers your question right there. He's just a pain in the butt. But that's what he does, and he's good at it. And that line, Josh Anderson's a big boy. Christian Dvorak's a pretty good hockey player. That third line, this morning, Carberry compared that third line, the Dvorak, Anderson, Gallagher line, to kind of the Nick Dowd line. You know, they're going to be deployed defensively. You know, they're limited skills-wise, but they're gonna be physical. They're going to be a pain in the butt. They're going to wear you down on the forecheck. And I think by the end of the series, you're going to really hate Gallagher.
How good is Demidov, the kid?
Oh, my God. So I've only seen him play one time, and it was the first of his two games at the end of the regular season. And you just can't take your eyes off the guy. And, you know, Carberry called him the X Factor for the Habs, and I kind of agree with that. And I asked Carberry, I pressed him on it. I was like, so what makes him special? He said, well, from the limited video that we have, which is also a problem, right, he's only played two regular season games in the NHL, he wants the puck. He likes the limelight. He wants the pressure and to rise to the moment. He's also got poise with the puck beyond his years. He's only 19 years old. Decent size, good skater, great hands, scored a wow goal in that first game against Chicago, also had a primary assist. And also in that game, he, according to SportLogic, directed 9 passes to the slot, which was the most slot passes of any player on Montreal all season long, and he just got here. So he's going to be a pain. He's a player that I think skills-wise is going to stand out to Caps fans. He's also one of those guys that I hope Tom Wilson introduces himself to early and often tonight.
Yeah, the zing I was trying to fire off, GP, is Gallagher got 9 votes, and I think Marchand got 2,000. So that's the that's the list. Tark, real quick, give me a prediction for the series.
Captain 6.
Thank you,
sir.
Yeah, I will certainly take it. Hope it comes true, man. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you.
Always outstanding. Tark El-Bashir, watch him tonight on Monumental Sports. If you're on the couch at home and throughout the series, you can get his insight on social, wherever you follow your hockey content providers at Tarek_El-Bashir. We got another pair of tickets to give away, Danny, coming up in just a moment, so get your dialing fingers ready. We're going to be giving away tickets all show long, 20 minutes after the hour. We've been doing it all day on the Fin. We did this Friday for tonight's game. Today, we're giving away tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday night. Game 2 is always so fascinating.
Yeah.
If you lose tonight, the nerves and anxieties in the building,
it's
almost unpleasant.
Right.
I don't even know if you want to be there at that point.
You're gassy and hyperventilating.
But it's early enough that you're not panicking yet.
Right.
It's not a game 3 when you're down 0-2, right? But if they win, it's just a party because you're a little bit fancy free. The hair is down. You're just having fun. You have an extra drink. What's the worst that could happen? The series gets tied?
Yeah.
It's a nice little pivot point that somebody's going to.
Yeah, it's a huge inflection point, right? I mean, whoever wins that game is in, you'd say, the driver's seat of the series, right? With a little momentum, et cetera. You could be up 2-0, down 0-2, God forbid, or having won the most recent game 1-1 before you go on the road.
All right, here's your cue to call right now, 800-636-1067. Another winner of a pair of tickets to Round 1 Home Game 2 Wednesday night. 2025 playoffs for the Washington Capitals. This is this Wednesday, 2 days out, against Montreal at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Big thanks to Tarek. All of our Caps playoff conversations, like the one we just had, are brought to you throughout this cup run by Ace Trim Carpentry. Over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry, they handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact them at acetrim.com today. That's Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. Next on Grant and Danny, we are just 3 days away from the start of the NFL draft. A quarterback has decided not to go. What should that tell us about where he could come off the board? And remember when Washington traded Sam Howell and got good value? Apparently the Seahawks might be ready to move on from Sam Howell. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got another winner, ladies and gentlemen. Caps tickets for Wednesday night's game two just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Every hour, all day long, we've been giving these away. We've got a couple of more opportunities for you at 420 and 520. Listen, call, win the tickets. Kenny in Manassas is our latest winner who's going to be at Capital One Arena on Wednesday. Kenny, congrats, brother.
What, Kenny?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Who are you taking with you to the game?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, a little contest for Kenny's affection.
How many people that know Kenny that are listening right now are just going to send him that random, like, hey, man, been thinking about you lately.
Hey, what are you up to on Wednesday, Kenny? Doing anything?
Love to get together, brother. Well, good luck to you.
Possibly,
enjoy yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have fun, buddy.
Thank you.
Be like Kenny and listen every hour, 20 after, if you want Caps tickets. Come on out. We are live today at City Tap House in Penn Quarter. We're actually giving away a pair of tickets on site for tonight's game. Game one tonight for the Caps and the Canadians. We're raffling off tickets 5 o'clock raffle. Got to be here to win. So that's 90 minutes from right now as you guys get out of the office. A lot of people, I'm sure, getting out a little early today to come on over to Penn Quarter. We're just a few blocks away, shadows of Capital One Arena. We were here a few weeks ago.
Love this place, man.
And by the time we get off the air, this place is slammed with everybody wearing red. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is a great pregame spot. Great. Foodstuffs are awesome. I'm looking at all the beers. I've lost count. I've tried to count up the number of beers several times over. I can't. It's somewhere in the dozens. Yeah, this place is awesome, dude. And it's, as you said, stone's throw from the arena. Come on out, win some tickets, and then go enjoy yourself this evening.
Some NFL draft news from over the weekend that I thought was intriguing. Jackson Dart is no longer going to go to the NFL draft. He had initially said he would be there after getting an invite. That was his plan. But the 6'2" quarterback from Ole Miss by way of USC has pulled his name. He's not going to attend the event. Coming off a year where he led the SEC conference in completion percentage, 69%, threw for 4,300 yards, 10.8 yards per attempt. I mean, he led the SEC in almost every passing category. Yep. There was some speculation maybe that he goes in the first round. In fact, right now this moment, the over-under on quarterbacks in round one is 2.5. Because you know Cam Ward's going 1-1, the Miami Hurricane. He's going to go at the top of the board. The second quarterback who's almost certainly going in the first round is Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado. We just don't know where. Could it be New Orleans at 9? Could it be Pittsburgh at 21? But the third guy, if there is one, the pendulum swinger for the win or loss of a bet on 2.5 as an over-under at quarterback is Jackson Dart. I know you've made a lot out of the fact that Shedeur Sanders was
Jalen Milroe
has been listed as possibly going to the draft and was invited to the draft and says he's going to go. I've never thought that that was important, honestly. I don't think the league cares that much about that. They just want to get as much out of marketing Jalen Milroe for those couple of days as possible. But I'd imagine then this means that you think that Jackson Dart's getting bad news going the other direction.
Yeah, if you put stock in it, which I just keep asking the question about Milroe because that just seems so out of place because there's not any first-round momentum for him nearly anywhere. Only a couple guys speculating, hey, maybe someone does the Lamar Jackson plan, a.k.a. trade back into the first round at 29, 30, 31, 32, or something like that, just to get that extra year. But Dart had some momentum. I mean, this morning on one of the Shouty shows on ESPN, they had an analyst on talking about Pittsburgh at 21 as a distinct possibility. And they're laying in the weeds as someone. Let's say Sanders goes and they don't want to trade up for him.
Yep.
Right? They actually tend to, I think, you know, according to this guy, they actually like him based on, you know, whatever he was hearing.
I know everybody's got a mock. So when I reference one, it's one of the main guys, right?
Sure.
It's not just some random thing I saw from someone I hadn't heard of. Mm-hmm. But there are actually draft experts at the major networks who have suggested Dart could go over Shedeur Sanders. That it's possible that the second quarterback to go, like maybe it would stun everyone, but the Saints, as an example, could keep him in the Southeast, and they could take him, or to your point, Pittsburgh, like even with Shedeur still there, possibly could take Jackson Dart. So it's odd to me, if that is the case, and we're hearing those things still, those rumblings, that he would not attend the event, if you think that those two things are related. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm just not a believer in going to the event meaning anything. I think it's a cool opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I think people sleep, too, on how much these guys are wined and dined for the week leading up to it. Like, I was there covering Robert Griffin's every move in 2012 on the beat before the Washington drafted him. Do you know how many things he did and, like, cool opportunities he had between Super Bowl parties and concerts? And he was at Subway doing something because he was
Tonight Show this, Letterman that.
Yeah, so why not just go have fun and make the most out of the most fun, enjoyable 72 hours of your life.
There's something to that. I mean, again, the only part that I think of is that I don't have a better word for it, but that Aaron Rodgers treatment, right, where you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours, and then maybe don't get picked at all in the green room, and then it's that, like, you know, reality show zoom in on you. You're making the Jim from the Office expression, pretending to be on the phone with nobody, whatever. Potential awkwardness, but you're right. There's a whole production around. There's a whole week of. You're the belle of the ball, both for the league and, you know, getting a chance to go and, do some pretty cool stuff. So I think there's probably something to that.
Some of the strengths on the scouting report for Jackson Dart, considered a second or third overall quarterback in this class, depending on where you're looking. processes information pretty well. I think there's some thought that he reads defense as well, although he struggled some with zone. Situational decision-making, third downs, getting the ball out quickly, pre-snap decisiveness, all those things get graded pretty well. Throws with adequate accuracy, drive velocity between the hashes. Some of the things that have been considered a weakness, and I think this is very coachable and very normal. Lazy footwork is what you'll see in some scouting.
There's
reports.
That one throw, starting to interrupt you, that went viral from the combine. I don't know if you know the one I'm talking about.
It's like
if you search Jackson Dart Combine, this is going to come up, where it looks like my feet after I've worked out and I can't move, didn't get swung around at all, missed his receiver by 15 yards. No defenders in sight, by the way, just ground. And you just go, oh, God, that's cringeworthy. That's the knock.
Also, arm strength is a bit of a question. Mm-hmm. I know Jake Gruden, when he watched him, and we're going to get him on a little later in the week to break a lot of these guys down, he actually liked Jackson Dart a lot. But I think plenty of former coaches and analysts have said that, you know, when he's going deep, his whole body has to get into it, and there might be some questions there. So it's eye of the beholder, but he's 6'2", 223. I don't want to say that's undersized. It's probably about average, but he's not a big guy. He's not statuesque in the pocket, but he is athletic and mobile, and I think he's going to be a nice player at the next level. The question is he a long-term starter or not? But he will not be at the NFL draft.
He reminds me a little bit of Colt McCoy. And I know that's an insult to a lot of people, but, you know, you're talking about a long-time pro. But just in terms of
– Well, that's true. I know why Jay likes him.
Well, yeah.
Jay loves Colt McCoy.
I was going to say. But you know, tough as nails. I mean, we'll stand in there knowing he's going to get his teeth rattled and deliver that football. There's something I think a lot of coaches certainly appreciate about that. But it's those deep ones where it's like, okay, the receiver's broken open. Here comes the windup. Here comes the crow hop. Just, you know, not that natural, this guy might be open, flick of the wrist that you see from some of these guys with that elite high-level arm strength. But there's stuff to like there, certainly, from Dart.
Another quarterback who was in the news this weekend is Sam Howell.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Howell is possibly on his way out of Seattle already. How about this? Third and fifth round selections were given up to Washington for a fourth and a sixth, right? So it was basically pick swaps. Washington went from the early fourth into the late third, and from the early sixth into the back end of the fifth, moving up in two different selections for Sam Howell, who they had no use for after they drafted Jaden Daniels. I mean, it was, well, with them about to draft Jaden Daniels, I guess I should say.
Right, right, right.
They had the number two pick. They knew who they were taking at that time, even though we didn't. But they got really, really good value for Howell. Seattle at that time, if you remember, the talk was they think he's a starter. They think they could be getting their quarterback of the future. Fast forward a year now, he barely played because Geno Smith was the starter, but they went and paid Sam Darnold a bunch of money. So they brought in Drew Lock. Howell is now competing for the number two job, could be the third quarterback, and the report this week is they're looking to unload him. What a great job by Adam Peters to move up twice into the third and into the fifth with those basically, I'm calling them pick swaps, because he just gave up two picks for two picks and went up around each time. But for a guy that, if he was still here, would maybe be your third quarterback. You got to unload at the right time, and he certainly did with Howell.
Which is, again, we said so at the time. I don't think we realized the depth of it, to your point here. What they've done previously is just torpedo any asset, the value of any player that they ever had when it came to trade time. It was like, okay, now that we put you through the ringer, we've spent time insulting you, we're alienating you, we're making it untenable so that you can't come back. Now we'll look to trade you. See Cousins, see Trent Williams, see whatever. And this was strike while the iron's hot. No one's saying that they got three first-rouners out of the deal or some sort of, you know, Griffin-esque haul, but the fact that you're able to get something for a guy that a team is already ready to move on from after a really short, small sample kind of tells you they did pretty well.
I think that that's one of the most important things as an executive that you can do is be able to properly self-evaluate and knowing, think about this, it's relatable to most of us, like with a home. When is the right time to pounce on the market?
Mm-hmm.
You could have absolutely kept Sam Howell in the organization because he proved he can play a little bit. Most teams are not in the business of moving on from quarterbacks who just threw for close to 4,000 yards or 20 touchdowns. But you knew, I got a veteran backup who's going to provide everything that we need in terms of Marcus Mariota. I've got my long-term answer, my franchise quarterback coming in here at pick two, whether that's Daniels or Drake May. And there are still teams that think there's enough upside with Howell that they could sell him, so it's time.
Mm-hmm.
What a win.
Yep.
I wonder what Seattle would get for him right now if they traded him.
Not a ton. I mean, wouldn't anticipate, would you?
Could you get a sixth? I doubt it, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah, maybe like a conditional sixth or similar pick swap, something like that.
How about this, though? Is Sam Howell worse than Mason Rudolph, who right now is the starter for a potential playoff team in Pittsburgh?
I think you could switch the nameplates and you'd get the
– Do you think Mason Rudolph's as good as him?
Yeah.
See, I would take Howell over Rudolph, but I get your point. What I'm saying is, though, if someone gets left holding the bag – whether that's New Orleans or Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and it doesn't fall their way and they don't get the veteran quarterback,
right.
or maybe a Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy right mm-hmm. now. McCarthy, remember, we don't know what his knee situation is. We don't know how healthy he is or how he's looked all offseason. If they're not convinced and they're looking into the veteran market, but they don't want to pay the $20 million of Cousins' contract to bring him back, or you know they don't want to trade for some other veteran like a Marcus Mariota or whatever, maybe you could just flip a future sixth or seventh or something and bring in Sam Howell and – maybe that's a shot to get someone who could play passable for weeks at a time.
Yeah, to me, this is no longer the are you in the market for a flyer on a starter. He's taken himself out of that, right? Both by his play in Washington and then his brief time in Seattle, where if they're already ready to move on, you're not buying it, to your point, at the height of the marketplace. or you're not selling at the height of the marketplace for Sam Howell. So to me, he's in that, you know, backup, maybe backup plus tier. Right? Well, there's nothing wrong with it if you want him to play for a couple of games or come in relief for a game or two and sling it and throw a couple YOLO balls and see what happens, right? Throw it into quadruple coverage and hope that one of the defenders runs into one of the referees down there and maybe Curtis Samuel comes down with a catch. If you want someone to do that, he's available for you, right? But if you're picking him up to at one point be an answer for you, I think that ship has sailed.
40 minutes away from your next chance to win Caps tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday night. We're giving those away at 4:20 here on Grant and Danny, 20 minutes after the next hour. We've got the double play coming up next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And then we're blitzing around the Beltway. Remember, we are live today at City Tap House in Penn Quarter, just a few blocks away from Capital One Arena. We're actually giving away two tickets to tonight's game, raffle style. So as you come on out, come fill out your name, try to win the tickets via raffle to tonight's Caps game. We've got a pair for you that we're giving away on site at 5 o'clock. You got to be here to claim them and win. You are listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal.
It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back at City Tap House downtown in D.C. What's going on? And thanks for making the show part of your day. We are coming your way for the double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
Last of Us, episode 2, last night. If you know, you know. If you don't, buckle up. Oh, my God. This continues to be an absolutely incredible show after how good the games now were. I mean, you're on pretty much to game two in terms of the source material. If you haven't watched episode one, not too late to catch up. Set 5 years after the events of the first season of The Last of Us, this is so just remarkable how well they raise the tension and how well they kind of play on all the different themes from the game, GP. But it's basically, again, it's obviously the ever-present threat is the Cordyceps virus or fungus, whatever the thing is. You know, if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is kind of always there, always sort of the backdrop to everything that they do. And it's really about how humanity reacts. It's about what people are doing to other people. And some people did some things last night. Again, spoiler-free review, but if you know, you know. How they were going to handle that event was the seminal question from those of us that played the game. Because they always have to raise the stakes. The folks at Naughty Dog that produced this thing knew with the first game they had something shocking in the first couple of minutes, first few moments, and nothing was going to prepare you for that. They had to do something similar in game two or season two, et cetera, and they did that. And I thought they handled it really well. A couple artistic choices that I was curious about as to why. But again, I thought it was really, really well done, really well handled. You got that dread, that fear, that escalated tension, knowing that something was going to happen both to the settlement there in Jackson, Wyoming, and then, of course, to some of our main heroes and heroines. But outstanding episode of television. This show continues to rule.
So I'm going to defer to you as the guy who played the video games and is steamed up for the program. And I want you to love it. The only other person that I've heard talk about it, that I've talked to about it yet. So yesterday was Easter. Mm-hmm. I went home, and we were having a lot of family time, kind of gathered around, eating, drinking, being merry. And my uncle was talking about the show and, like me, watched and loved season one. And he is really annoyed by what they've done in season two because he says it's a different show, basically.
Hmm.
You know, season one, we're trying to get somewhere.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a whole, basically,
it's
plot.
It's a journey, yeah. It's like the...
And the plot doesn't matter anymore, essentially, is what he's saying. It's a whole different series. And he's saying it's not a bad series, but now it's like, you know, Walking Dead or something. It's zombie-killing type show or whatever.
Yeah, so
that pivot has bothered him.
Okay.
And I wonder when everything they do, you love, essentially. I shouldn't say that.
No,
there's choices you don't like,
sure,
but,
sure,
like, you're all in on the show. I think a big part of it, though, is you got your gamers, man. Like,
yeah. Those of us that can't wait for this. That's totally fair.
The ones that played the video game, you are all in. And there's also an element of, like, you've read the books and you can't wait to tell everyone you read the books. And I don't mean you personally.
No, but that is me personally.
No, but I don't mean, I'm not trying to cut you down. But I'm the same way. If I've read the book and I'm going to see the movie and I want to tell everyone they could have done this, but they didn't, and they did it this way. So it's just funny to hear someone who didn't play the video game.
Yeah.
And his take yesterday was, they ruined my thing.
So has he watched the second episode? Do you know or no?
Well,
he
it was on
have,
last,
right?
night,
last night.
So it was just the one episode, and he basically said, it's like a different plot. It's a different show. I want my thing back.
So I will say that, of course, it is. So, like, you had this journey. They took it. A key seminal moment happens, and this is the fallout from that. So it is. But it's setting up a different set of conflicts.
Sure.
Certainly, right? So, yeah, it is a different thing. It's our two beloved characters. I think if you just re-racked another journey to go to a place to have a decision, it would be redundant, repetitive, and people would be annoyed about that. But, obviously it's art, so the eye of the beholder, of course, is so key there. But I'd be curious as to his reaction after last night. But, yeah, I mean, the conflict between these two people that obviously care about each other so much, Joel and Ellie, is at the core of the show. That dynamic in the first season is taken in one direction. This is now the fallout from that. And so you're right. It is a different dynamic. Or he's right in the sense that it is a different dynamic. But I thought it was really, really well done overall.
Time for your boys, double play. We are at City Tap House. We are getting ready for the Caps and the Canadians in game number one tonight from Capital One Arena. Your next chance to win tickets on the phones at 4:20, 30 minutes from right now. And we're giving away tickets at 5 o'clock on site for someone to go to the game tonight, which we've never done this. Pretty sweet. A live show a couple blocks away from the arena with tickets for the game. Someone's going to come out here thinking they're going to watch on TV and then end up, you know, making some phone calls and going over to the arena. So come on out and hang with us. But I bring this up to say, Danny, that the chicken wings they have here are really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I have not had anything quite like it. They call them a 10-spice wing.
Yep.
So you know that my new thing is, like, when I can get a baked or a grilled wing, I try to do that.
You do that, yeah.
But my new thing has been, in the last year or two, dry rub over sauced wings.
I think sources?
Sauces. I think I get dry rub now. Like, I major in that, and I minor in buffalo, which is very weird. It was never something I verbalized or even thought about. It just started happening.
I would say as your common law husband here at work, I have noticed that. Yeah.
I don't think I've gotten a true buffalo wing when a dry rub Old Bay wing was available in a long time. And now, as we sit here today, I got these wings. They're saucy for sure, but they're almost like a rub to them. 10 spices, Danny? You would have thought it maybe was a little too spicy for your guy?
No, right.
Not even a little bit?
Very accessible.
It's just tasty. But they're unique. It's not very often that you eat a wing and you go, I'm not sure I've ever tasted anything quite like that.
It's different. On the front end, if we can break this down for a second, there's a hint, just a little tickle, a little tantalize of sweetness to it.
Yes, I would agree
with
that.
You know what I'm talking about? You know that sweet barbecue for a wing, and it's always better. It always sounds better than it actually is. I don't love that sauce.
Yeah, I don't want tangy.
Right. That, like, here's like a honey barbecue wing, and it's like, that's cool. I'm not seven. You know what I mean? Like, let me have some spice to it. It's got this little thing before you go, is this sweet? Bam. No, it's not. It already veered. It already is on. You're on to like spice six or seven by the time you realize what's happened to you. I'm telling you, these things are great.
Yeah. We both had them.
Yep.
Are you done for the day, or what are you looking at?
No, I'm doing something else.
Okay.
We're either going to go to Sandwich Town, or Rhino had what looked pretty good to me, a little poke bowl. I'm thinking about that on the healthier side of things.
Poke bowl.
Little poke Reese bowl.
We call you Poke Rouye for a reason.
They do call me that, yeah. Ones of people do.
The Beltway Blitz is coming your way next. We're going to cover the Caps. We will talk about the Nationals after taking 2 out of 3 in Colorado and the Commanders as they get ready for the draft on Thursday. By the way, we got a Cooper Flagg update. Something that was expected but necessary happened today. We will tell you what that was as we continue next live from City Tap House in D.C. Come on by and hang with us ahead of game number one of the Caps and the Canadians on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.